USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's being called the Easter Sunday Massacre, as more than 200 people are dead in Easter bombings at three churches and three luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. Nearly 500 people injured in the blasts. Police say nobody's claimed responsibility for the attacks, but seven people have been detained so far for questioning in connection with them. Yesterday marked 20 years since the Columbine High School massacre, a shooting carried out by two students, killing 13, wounding 21. Sean Graves was a student who survived, despite being severely injured.
On that day, those people walked into that building, but not a single one of us walked out the same.
Graves spoke at a memorial service held last night in Littleton, Colorado. Britain's Queen Elizabeth celebrating 93 years today. She's now the oldest and longest living monarch in the world. She attended traditional Easter services at Windsor Castle. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
A South Florida man could face up to 5 years in prison. He's accused of making threatening phone calls to several Democrats in Congress. U.S. Capitol Police say 49-year-old John Kless is charged with making threatening communications after leaving voicemails at the offices of Representative Eric Swalwell, Rashida Tlaib, Senator Cory Booker, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Police say some of the calls mention Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. He also told Tlaib that she, like Omar, was lucky she was only getting death threats. In addition, he reportedly called Swalwell a communist, said someone would kill him if he enacted gun control, and he told Cory Booker he wanted to kill black people. At least five people have been killed in severe weather. It hit a wide area from Florida to the Mid-Atlantic region during the week. At one time, over 180,000 people were without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter explaining his failed attempt to cross the border with Mexico. The San Diego Republican representative posted a video of himself on social media claiming he was going to show how easy it is to cross the border with Mexico in Yuma, Arizona. So he hopped over a small fence, but the problem was the real border with a much bigger fence was about 100 feet away. What Hunter hopped over was a vehicle barrier. It's probably good that the Republican did not cross the border, as he's already under indictment for misusing campaign funds, and if he had actually left the country, it would have been a violation of his bail. Many people give cute fuzzy bunnies as a gift at Easter, but that's not such a good idea, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Experts are advising people to resist temptation this Easter weekend to not buy your kids a real live bunny. Megan Wolf is a rabbit expert in Alberta, Canada.
It's very difficult just to impulsively buy what you think is a cute, cuddly Easter bunny and then realize it's just too much in the end.
She says candy and toy bunnies are better Easter gifts. Her business lets people rent rabbits for 3 days during the holiday. The money raised is used to educate people about rabbits. I'm Wendy King.
And on behalf of USA Radio News, wishing you a very special Easter and Passover, whichever you might be celebrating. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.